Welcome to episode 7. Today we ask the question, what if you were not blind? And it's not really what you think. Stay tuned. Alright everybody, and welcome to episode 7 of the CCB Health and Fitness Show. I'm your host, Ryan Van Praet, and today we talk a little bit about a topic that has come up recently, and it's about a mind shift, really. So I don't like to ask the question or play the game, you know, what if you weren't blind? You know, I get that question often, and to me, it's my personal view that it's not really a productive question because, you know, instead of focusing on what we currently have and how we can maneuver through the world the best we can and then get the best enjoyable life out of it, you know, to me, there's no sense looking at the what ifs. If down the line there's a cure that happens for my various retinal disease or other forms of blindness, that's fantastic, right? And then we explore that when that comes about. However, asking the question, what if you were not blind? I feel is important today based upon some conversations I've been having lately and just a general vibe I've been getting in terms of how a lot of blind and visually impaired people that I'm encountering see maybe themselves or see the world. And that's, it's not 100% on them and it's not 100% on society, but it's kind of a double-edged sword. So society often can predispose themselves upon us and say, well, you're capable of only doing this. You know, a blind person is only capable of doing A, B, and C. You know, they pigeonhole us. And conversely, a blind person, you know, starts to believe that and they start to limit their options and limit their outward look. So in terms of health and fitness, the reason I bring this up is because when you ask somebody, let's back up. When somebody comes to me and investigates what I do, one of the very first questions I get is, what programs do you have to offer me? And I immediately go back with the question, what are you interested in? Because if you look at it from that first question, what programs do you have to offer me? It's a very limiting question, right? It's a question that basically says, I'm blind. I'm sort of used to society offering me only certain things that fit a blind person's lifestyle or a blind person's abilities. So even in terms of health and fitness, I'm basically resigning myself to the fact of I am here. What do you have to offer me? And I'll try to fit in with one of your options. And to me, that's sort of the opposite end or the opposite way of thinking about it. So my question back to people are, what do you want to do? Because I don't want somebody to come to me and already start off with a limited set of possibilities, you know, and that's again, partially on us as blind people. You know, we need to really take that step back and believe in our abilities to do almost anything. And that's partially on society to, you know, look at us as capable of doing pretty much anything. So instead of looking at it from the point of view of I am blind, let's fit into a specific slot, I really want to encourage people and empower people to look at it from the other way and say, you know, in terms of health and fitness and activity, instead of saying I am blind, what two or three sports can I play? I ask people, what sports or activities do you want to play? And let's figure out how to work with and around your blindness to facilitate this. And I'm never going to guarantee that something's 100%, but I'm an eternal optimist when it comes to this sort of thing. I believe that, you know, there's modifications and there's ways to get things done, right? And there's ways to get you involved in the activity that you choose. So that's kind of the only time I'll really ask the question, you know, what if you weren't blind? And the reason I ask that is if you ask somebody, what if you weren't blind? what would you love to do? And then all of a sudden this light goes on and they're thinking, oh wow, well, I'd love to do this and I'd love to do that. And you just see this burden lifted off of their brain, right? They're just, it's like this heavy weight has just been lifted and they all of a sudden see this world of possibility. And to me, it's getting people to realize that world of possibility is still there despite your blindness. So it's saying to them, you do not have to wait for the what if of, you know, what if you're not blind? You know, your world doesn't start after blindness. So it's getting them to realize that inspiration, that motivation, those goals, those aspirations that you have when you imagine yourself not being blind, they all still exist. And you are not required to fit into, you know, you're not a square peg required to fit into a round hole. You know, you are an individual first, and your goals and dreams and aspirations matter and they count. And that blindness is a barrier that, you know, most likely can be worked around. So my encouragement to people by asking that question is to get them to sort of flip the way they think about their life and about their possibility. And I feel really strongly about this because it's sad and it's frustrating to see people basically settling. And that's kind of what it is in a way, right? And I didn't come up with that observation. I was having this discussion with some friends, and that's, you know, one of the observations that came from it is that, you know, they're all blind, visually impaired individuals and individuals in certain disability classes. You know, they're just resigning themselves to the fact that they have to settle for whatever is offered. And it doesn't matter what their dreams are, or what they would really like to do. It's, well, what's available. And here at the CCB Health and Fitness Program, you know, it's all about flipping that on its head and giving you the power to dream and to aspire and to set goals and use the resources around you to make it happen. And if you don't have any resources, you know that you have at least one. You have me to be your cheerleader, to source out options for you. So really it's all about network building and, you know, creating peer networks within the blind community, but also outside of the blind community. You know, peer mentoring is awesome and extremely important. You know, we learn from each other and we learn, you know, how other blind and visually impaired individuals navigate through the world and through the system. But I equally believe that it's extremely important to be out there into the sighted community and create your networks, you know, within your just regular sighted community. This is beneficial on both sides, right? It's beneficial for you because, you know, you're creating a network and you're growing in confidence that, you know, you're capable of doing everything that a sighted person is doing. And on the flip side, you're creating advocacy within that sighted community. You know, you're showing, you know, the people on quote unquote the outside, you know, that a blind and visually impaired person can do, you know, basically anything. So it's really about encouraging people to use their network, think about their possibilities and what they want to achieve first and foremost. You know, when people come and ask me that question, what programs do you have for me? And immediately I ask them, what would you like to do? They're almost upset by that because it's like they've never had that question posed to them before. And it's almost like I'm trying to put them on the spot or I'm, you know, accusatory or something. And I don't understand because, you know, to me, I think it's a matter of, it's just getting people to believe in themselves. And, again, I don't feel the need to focus on, you know, the what ifs, if we were not blind. You know, we all follow the research and, you know, look for potential cures for our various diseases. But in the meantime, you know, focus on what you want to do and focus on how to get there and accomplish that. And that's, you know, what I'm here to help you with. So that was kind of on my mind over the weekend, and really wanted to put that out there, is let's really work on a way to flip our thought process. You know, asking somebody what they would like to do, you want them to first and foremost have it in their mind about all their goals and dreams and aspirations. It's like asking a kid, you know, I guess look at it this way. If you're asking a kid, you know, what would you like to be when you grow up? Or, you know, what do you dream of? And you just see and feel that vibrancy in their voice, right? Where sometimes in a disability class, disability community, and again, I'm going from experience, and this is not a blanket statement, but certain times in disability communities, if you ask that same question, it's a very closed off, almost somber, almost resigned thought and feeling. So it doesn't have to be. And I guess my passion is to sort of bring the kid out in everybody and get them to realize that what they dream to achieve is for the most part possible. And again, you know, yes, absolutely, there are certain things blind people will not be able to do. We're not going to be able to be brain surgeons. Well, maybe not successful ones or ones on willing patients. We're probably not going to be commercial airline pilots or something. You know, but for the 95% of the things out there that our sighted family and friends do, we can do these things. And we really want you as a blind and visually impaired person to think of that first. You know, do not think of, I am blind, what can I do with my blindness? Think about, I am so-and-so, what would I love to do? Oh yeah, by the way, I don't see very well. Let's figure out how we can work around that. So that's my challenge to everybody for this upcoming week. Really be mindful of your thought process and really try to flip that around. And then for the sighted community, for our sighted family and friends, you know, really challenge yourself as well to see your blind, visually impaired family member as a person, right? With as many possibilities as everybody else out there. And yes, they might have vision loss, but their potential is equally as high. So it's just a mind shift for everybody, but start off on an optimistic, the world is your oyster approach, and that's going to get you a long way to your goals, okay? So I think that's kind of the gist of what today's podcast was going to be about. There'll probably be another one coming out very shortly, because I've got some other topics coming up regarding some really cool news that's going to be happening pretty soon here with the CCB Health and Fitness program. Some videos we got coming up, some exercise instruction, a whole bunch of neat stuff. So aim big. Think of yourself as a ultimately unlimited individual who is capable of doing whatever you choose. Then figure out how to get around your barriers. And if you need help, that's what I'm here for. So have an awesome day, everybody. I'm obviously pumped because I feel the potential for all of you. And I've had people in my life you know, feel pumped for me and have their belief in me. And that goes a long way. So, you know, I believe in you. I believe in your ability, your capability. I'm here to help in any way I can. So reach out, let me know, what you dream of, what you aspire to be, what your goals are. And let's figure out a way to get you there. So I am Ryan Van Praet, ccb.healthandfitness@gmail.com. Have an awesome day, and we will talk again soon. Cheers.